We were in the middle of Teisvis and Dav Samach Alechem at Beis. Let us just again start the Teisvis. Eishes Chover Teichenes Im Eishes Am Ha'oretz. We had heard a Baraisa that an Eishes Chover is Teichen Im Eishes Am Ha'oretz Bizman Shi Tmeya Abo Loi Bizman Shi Teira and Rab Shimon Alozo Eime Af Bizman Shi Tmeya Loi Titchem So what's he what Taisha says? Based on contrast, Aisha's chover, Messiah, La Aisha's Amoritz, Bisman Shitmeya. She's permitted to help an Aisha's Amoritz, Bisman Shitmeya, the Oz, Lechashinon, Shemo, Tito, Vetitin, Lesoich, Pia, Dovosh, Enimusa. That means the Tanakama holds that a person who is working, even though in a normal situation, if let's say an Eishes Amoritz would invite an Eishes Talmud Chacham to come and eat by her, she would never accept the offer, realizing that the Eishes Amoritz the Choshud and the Mai. But when they're involved in working, so then subconsciously they can come and eat. That's a normal procedure, but if she's a Tmeya, so she already has behind her mind she should not touch any food because she's a Tmeya. She doesn't want to be metam any food. The oz loy chay shinam shemo titel v'titein l'saych pia dovo she'ine mousa. So then when she's Tmeya, she's allowed to work. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Avo loy bizman shehi tohira. Since when she's tahira, so there's nothing holding her back from touching the food, so then we're afraid if there's no barrier that's holding her back from touching the food, so then subconsciously she might come to eat the food. Now, Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, when she's tmeya, so even though the Aishas Chava will not take herself, will not take on her own accord from the food, because she knows she's Tomei, but the Aishas Amoretz will give her some. The Kama, so the Gemara says, so we see from this, that Amoretz is Choshu to steal. The Kama, Hashto, Midnav, Gonvo, if we see that this Aishas Amoretz is Choshu to steal from her husband, she's giving without reshus. And this is worse than achlofe. Achlofe means there is not such a guilt feeling by achlofe. Well, I'm giving him a different one, and I'm taking his, but I'm giving him a different one, so he doesn't feel so bad. Achlofe, here she's taking from her husband's tvuah, she's stealing from her husband. The Rashi explains, Afal Gav, the Eishes Chovo, Eina Chashude, Leilechel Gezel, Leilechel Dovo, Sheine Mehusel. That means an Eishes Chovo is geared not to partake from food of an Eishes Amoritz. But a person can sometimes forget himself. He gets involved in the work. The Ovid Inish Diminshi V'Ochel Mai Dioivlei. A person can forget he was hungry and someone sticks some food under his nose, so he might come to eat it. Avolosis L'Acherem. But the Eishes Amoretz, he loved the Chshud Alagezel Le'Minshayet. That means the Gemara is proving that the Eishes Am Ha'oretz is Choshud and Gezel. We're proving it from this. So maybe it's also an Hage that is being done because she also is involved in the Trine. So it's like it's an automatic puller to give your co-worker to eat. But not there's no intent of Gezel over here. She forgets. So that you don't do. That means to eat it, to accept it, that there's a concept of forgetting and being involved in trine. But to give, there's no such thing of forgetting. And if she does it, this is Gezel, and she knows about it, and we see that she's choshed on Gezel. So Taisu says, v'zeh achiluk dochuk. That means it's a big doichik to differentiate. By the Eishes Chava, she forgets, and since she's involved in the Trin and Shalit, and she doesn't realize the Avla, what is occurring. And by the Eishes Amoritz, no, she's doing it with an intent to steal. I mean, that's a doichik b'kechilik. Void kashin number two, the ain't exhaler. The whole thing is not exhaler. We're making a big deal out of nothing. The makablim dover mu'it min hanoshim kedem rinim b'seif ha'goizel basri. Allowed to accept tzedokah from an isha, even though she's taking it from her husband's account, but a dover mu'it. The husband is ich maskim. So memele, so what's the gezel to begin with? That's kashin number two. Void kashin number three, v'harehi misayis yidei oivre aveire v'osu l'rove. So Taisha is a third kashin. Now how do we understand this whole thing? Where Rashi is saying pshat. Rashi is saying pshat that she's permitted to be toichin with the amhaoret. And the eishes amhaoret, and they're being toichin d'mai. Now, according to Rove, you're not allowed to be toichin. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That you're permitted to be toichen, that's only when the meduber is tumas chulen, vanin is a darabonon, so that they were makel als talke sholem. But the mai rabba holds you're not allowed to be misayaya. So what did Rabba do with this Mishnah? The Mishnah is going on a tangent, worried about, if she might come and eat, if she won't come and eat, that's the whole asik of this baraisa. And according to Rava, this whole thing is asik. Now, allowed to be messiah. She's an Ivri Aveira. She's an Ashes Amorit. So, b'chai not allowed to be messiah. V'osu l'rova. Ulabaya. The Oma Roiv Amorit Ma'asrimein. Shori l'saya. Now, according to Abaye, it's also the whole thing doesn't make sense. Abaye holds that an amhor, the Abaye learned that the Mishnah is speaking about an amhoret that's choshud not to be mafresh maisres, but since it's reva maratz amasrim, it's only a choshebaumus, you're allowed to be misayayah. And here it says, you're allowed to be misayeh, that she's boira. Now, she's boira means boira is not done 10 feet away. Trina, you could do it 10 feet away with how you're making the mill grind. This can be done far away. But boira is done by hand. No, so according to Abaye, the Mishnah says she's allowed to be boira together with her. Now, how are you allowed to be boira together with her? She might come and eat it. No one mentions this. The Bereres Tony b'masnisim. We just said an Ashes Chava will not touch food. She won't be metama the food. So a mele of someone else. Now here it says Bereres. So it means that she's a Tahira. No, a Tahira, according to Rashi, it says that she's not allowed to work for Namorit. According to Abaye, the Mishnah says she's allowed to work. So it's a shrek. So therefore, Taisvis vehemently disagrees with the whole pshat of Rashi. Taisvis a whole new pshat. A mafarish Rabbeinu Tam. Rechein Rabbeinu Chananu. That what it says, the eishes chovo toichenes im eishes amhooretz. Airi, not the story is that the Eishes Chover is working for the Eishes Am Ha'oretz, which the Loshen would seem like that, im Eishes Am Ha'oretz. No, it's the other way around. Airi b'tvue shol Chover. Speaking about a tvue of a Chover, it's the other way around, that she is getting a worker, an Am Ha'oretz, to work for her. That's the story to begin with. Ubetesefte, Diktoni, there it says like a different lotion. Ishtoi shel am ha'oret toichenes im ishtoi shel chover bizman she'eishes am ha'oret machzekes atma betume she'oz hi nizeres miliga betvue aber loy bizman she'machzekes atma tohiro she'ini nizeres miliga umetam agor anaye pshat new story completely. We're speaking about that the Eishes Chava has the Tvua. Now, she hired a worker, an Eishes Am Ha'oretz. Now, an Am Ha'oretz is Choshud Am Tume. That means we can't rely on them Am Tume. We gave them the Rabbonim, the Zovim. That's only the Rabbonim. But the Am Ha'oretz alone does not feel that they're Choshud Am Tume. They feel the halachas that they know, they feel they're competent, and then so when an Eishes Am Ha'oretz knows she's really tamei, so then the shemir Shabbos, the zikah shemir Shabbos. We're talking about Reva Maratzim Asrim, the shemir Shabbos, shemir Teira Mitzvahs, the Amaratzim. They're so al kaponim. So when she knows she's tamei, so then you can hire an Eishes Am Ha'oretz. You can be assured that she won't touch any of the food, because she knows she's Jewish, she knows she can't be matama food, she knows what tuma means, Zamoyedek and Gemara and Shabbos, by Klaiso and Tum and Taro was noig, it was mamish moyredek. That was such an iker, by Gans Klaiso. I mean, they knew the chshivas of Karen and the Zamoyedek and Pirkei the Rabbi Lezer. We should have at Heichen Advorim Megiim. And Pirkei Rabbi Lezer says when Achashverosh made the Suda, the 7 days that he invited Klal Yisrael, but he realized, you're speaking about Elah Chayim, you're not speaking about. So there was a booth. That's what says a bigger, a personal ate Chulin Betare. Chulin Betare. There was a booth. There was a sign with a badatz, with a Hechsher. Chulin Betare. You can get Chulin Betare by the, that was everything, the wine had a heksher, the chul, it was maybe the waitresses didn't have a heksher, but everything else, the food had a heksher. The Nesiva says that the chairs also didn't have a heksher, they were made out of shatnas. But that was, all these things were hidden, that was the kavon of Achashverosh, to be machshel them in Yisurim, but the open Isurim, it was mamish glat kosher for anyone who wanted to get deceived. Now let's go back to our Taisus. So we're speaking about the story is the other way around. That an Eishes Am Ha'oretz wants to work for an Eishes Talmud Chochem. She wants to work and help in the Trine. So when she is Vaday Tomei, when she realizes she's Tomei, hire. No problem whatsoever. You won't have any problems. She realized she won't be metama the food. A moiradika worker. You can hire her. That's when she's tomei. Avoloi bizman shi marzekes atzma tohira. Or what if she feels she's toil? So memela, she doesn't know all the chumras of tara which the tamid chacham had to chaberim had. So then, don't you dare hire, because she feels she's toil, so memela, so, they should be mekalkul the food. So, that what it says, and we have to read between the lines. Avoloi bizman shehi toira does not, it should not be read literally. Avoloi bizman shehi marzekes atzma le toira. I mean, she's taka natur, she's an amore. Rab Shimon ben Elozer Oimer Af Bizman Shemerzekes Atzma Betumim Leititchei. Afilu, when she knows she's Tomei, also Leititchei. Why? What's wrong over here? Nei Shechavoto. She has a Chavoto, a third woman that's standing there. She wasn't even hired, but she's coming along to Shmuz with the Eishes Am Ha'oretz. Shechavoto Eishes Am Ha'oretz Acher, a wife of another Am Ha'oretz. That means That means, listen, she's a good friend of hers. That means she knows that it's very tempting that you're working by food, and she knows she's a tmeya, so she won't touch herself. She realizes this. So memele, so her chavata comes along, and the chavata will feel bad for her that Nebuch, that her mouth is drooling and watering, and she can't eat anything. She knows she's anything. So she'll go, she's a tahoira, this Eishes Hamoth, the second Eishes Hamoth. So she'll take some food and give it to her. I mean, Nebuch, she's not touching it, but I'll take it. I can give it to you. So, she feels that she's now this third woman, she's a real gazlan. She has no right to do this. So this, here we see Claude Amoritz is taking Choshdan Gezel. And he also the Gemara says it's not Gezel, she's doing mitzvah, she feels Nebuch, she's working, you can't yet have some feelings also. She doesn't feel she's doing anything wrong. So this is called Anandere Gemara Adway Taisvus learned. Agav Ulche, Dachsme the Taisvus Harosh asks some Muridike Kasha and Rashi. Taisvus Kasha and Rashi. Where is this? This is a Tesefta, Vahasanya. Where is this Tesefta? So we'll look on the side. This Tesefta on Samachal of Amid Beis, it says on Tesefta, the Taris Perikhes. It's a Tesefta in Taris. So Bishloim, according to Tosfos Pshat, the whole problem is a Shail Milchus Taris. If you're allowed to hire at Eishes Hamoritz, she'll be Metama your food. You're not allowed to hide. So the whole shaila is in Hilchus Taras. That's the whole shaila. So the Tesefta is written in Hilchus Taras. According to Rashi, the shaila is not in Hilchus Taras. It's a different shaila. We're afraid the Eishes Chava will be Nichshel in Achilas Demai. That's the whole problem. So this Tesefta belongs in Taras. It belongs in Zroim. It belongs in Mesechtas Demai. Not in Taras. Mordechai Kasha. That the Taisus Harosh asks on Rashi. Now let us go further. Zukta Gemara Baita, third line from the top on Daf Samach Beis and Medalev. Heyid Rabbi Yosi ben Hamishulim, Mishum Rabbi Yechanan Ochiv, Shoma Mishum Rabbi Loza ben Chisme. Ein Oisin Chalas Am Ha'oretz B'tayro. That means, and Amoritz came over to me. And Amoritz made a Issa ready, and he comes over to a Chava, and he tells the Chava, listen, I'm gonna give Chala to the Kohen. I know if I'll be Mafresh Chala, the Kohen, he won't trust me. I know, I'm not Tobokin, Hilchus, Tumavetaira, but you're a Chava. So I want you to be Mafresh Chala for my Issa. And then, when we'll give it to the Kohen, so we'll know. Achova was Mafrish Chala from the Issa. So we'll just learn the Gemara first before we see Rashi. So the reason is because the whole thing is a joke. That means if the Amoritz made the Issa, so the whole thing is Tomei already. So maybe he, but that he doesn't realize. But he's going over to the Chova, and he's telling the Chova, I want you to be Mafrish Chala B'Taira. So the Chava should never do such a thing because he'll be mafresh challah b'tayr, he'll be machshel akoyim to eat challah t'meyeh because it's tummy from the beginning already. So ain't that's a rational answer. Neisim challah samoretz b'tayr. Abba, if the amoretz approaches a Chava and he tells him, I want you to have a kosher dough and a kosher challah, you make everything. You make everything, the dough, the challah, you be mafresh challah. Avol oisin isis chulyoi betara. Then he'll make everything betara. The doitel haymenu kedei challah, and then he's mafresh challah. This chover, so far everything is good. Umeinicha bekvisha oi ba'anchuse, and he puts this challah in a certain type of a keli, which is a very odd keli, we'll see in Rashi. Number one, it's an odd keli. You never put chal on such a keli. And number two, it's a keli that's not mekabel tumah. We'll see. And we, ir sheboa ma'oretz lito, noitel, ashtayim, ve'inei chayshish. So we tell, we'll see soon, we give the challah in this art keli, we give it to the Amoritz, was mafresh challah, we'll see later, we tell him, don't touch the challah, hold it by the keli. We tell him not to touch the challah, and then, we're hoping, we'll see that, he'll take this and give it to the kohen, you know, this was made, yes, there's a hechsher from the badat, this one, there was, I mean, the isa was made, but it's kosher l'chol adeis. And that's permissible. And you don't have to be chayish to touch the challah. We'll see why we're not chayish. It's not supposed to. We're handling with an amor. Case number two, a similar case. Again, the same case, that this amor, it's either he made already, he made shemen with his, or he told me the kezesim, and he tells me I should be mafresh truma from them, he tells the chova to be mafresh truma. Again, it's a joke, because it's tummy already. Don't do such a thing. So either we make the shemen, or we make the zeisim. You have to know what process we're up to already. And the chava does everything. He took the zeisim, he's mafresh trume, and he puts the kelov shel chava. We'll also see that this is put in the keli of the chava. Now Amoritz comes to take the tume, neutel eshteim, so he takes the keli of the chava with the shemen inside or the zeisim inside, and we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid he's going to touch the tume, we don't have to be afraid he's going to touch the challah. V'taim omai. So now the Gemara asks the Kashem, why are you so naive? That means we're playing with fire over here. We're playing with an Am Ha'aretz. We just learned before Taisus, who feels he's Nizer and Tumah V'Tara, according to his knowledge. And we'll see, we tell him not to touch it. No, I mean, so either he'll listen or he won't listen. We'll see. I mean, so how could you be so naive and do this, and you'll tell the Amoritz not to touch it, and then he's going to give it to a kohen, and the kohen is going to eat the truma. Man, we're playing with fire over here. How could you do such a thing? We should be afraid he might touch it. So the Gemara says something very interesting, and we'll see the whole Gemara, we'll have a clearer picture. The time am I, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Kedei Chayim Degabal. That means, listen, if we're going to be afraid, this is the parnosa of a gabel. That means this is his business. He makes toast, he's mafresh challah, and everything that comes out of his bakery, we know is kosher v'yosha. Mishum k'dei chayiv debado, the one who squeezes out the shemen, it's also. They need parnosa. So we were makel v'tzorech parnosa. I'll be mamtik this a little bit soon. We'll make a l'tzorech panos. He has their panos. Now, why do you have to tell me two cases? You have to tell me a gabel, we're makel by a badot. I mean, tell me, you're makel l'tzorech panos, so tell me one case, I'll know already. L'tzorech, the ash meaning gabel, if it only say gabel, b'shem le'nofish agre. A gabel does piecework. That means he makes a dough, and he's mafresh challah, and how much does he get from the whole deal? He gets a place, $5 for a dough, whatever it is. So he doesn't get too much money for it. So Memela, if you're going to take away all the Amaratzish customers, you'll say you can't, I mean, he's out of business. So Memela, they were making. Avobado, the Nofish Agri, Abado, the someone, I mean, they made oil. This wasn't a $5 fare. There was a season that the oil season, I mean, they made large quantities. No, so Memela, so take away those customers. I mean, in the season, he had enough chaverim for customers. The nofish agrei a maloi, so we want matzah. Let's take away the amaratzish customers. V'yashmin em badot mishum deloy shchiyah. But let's not be short-sighted. A badot, in the season, this booming business, he doesn't need amaratzah. But this business, the season of squeezing out zeisim, is only 1 month during the year. This has to last him the whole year. So when it comes a few months later, after the season is over, he's out of business. So memela, so therefore, so could be ba'abado, they were makel, could have amaratzeshe customers, because he really needs it. He's not working the whole year. Aber Gabel, der Schriechlei, aber Gabel, every day he gets customers. This is a daily panosa. Einmal, Schriech. So that's why it says that we were Mekel, sei for the Gabel, sei for the Badot, we were Mekel, that they're permitted to do it. Oh, Mama, now we start explaining a little better. Neitel heimeno kedei chalo. He takes the chalo, mafreshe betairo, umminicho bekvisho eiban chusa. Ushebo amoretz lito, and amoretz comes with the chalo, neitel eshtein. That means he doesn't give him the chalo in his hand, shem eshemayim. He says, you take it from the keli, venechoshesh, never to be afraid he'll touch it. The lech is dul monogabo. So the Gemara says, listen, how naive could you be? We're talking to an amoret, so doesn't see anything wrong in him touching the challah. So let's be afraid that, man, we're giving it over to the hands of the amoret. And, so how can we do such a thing? So the Gemara answers, domrin lei, we tell the amoret, we told him at Rosha before, chazi, just listen, I was mafresh truma, I was mafresh challah. Inogas bo, if you're going to touch this challah, hodra letivla, so then everything is become pebble. Everything is become pebble. I mean, there was challah, there was an iser, that there's 10 pounds of cake, 10 pounds of challahs that were made, 10 pounds of bread that was made, and then there's challah that was given to the kohen. Now, he's going to eat the 10 pounds of bread. I baked 10 pounds of bread from him, and I told him the challah, I tell him, listen here, if you touch this challah, that's going to be terrible. I made this trume under one condition, you don't touch it. So the chamsoif is mavayach, we're not telling him about mises, no, we're telling lay bez masna. I mean, this is an erem fizach over here. I was mafresh challah bishlichuscho. Oh yeah, I mean, I can be mafresh challah on your thing. Bishlichuscho mafresh challah. I'm only mafresh, I'm only doing it bishlichuscha if you don't touch it. If you're gonna touch it, I'm not your shliach, I never became your shliach, and I never became truma. I'm not joking with you. That's dogma. Now, so the amor that says this is, doesn't understand why this is all necessary, but he tells them not to touch it, and he tells them if you touch it, all your breads are gonna become pebbles, so, we can hope and assume that he might listen. That's what we're aiming for. Frag the Gemara, Meleich is dumb, Meleich beslay. Maybe it's only Tebel. I mean, but he's scaring kids. Tebel. It's only Tebel. The Gemara says, Anshod, Hashtel is kunika machaven, mich beslay, ich beslay. He went over to this chover. He told him, I want you to fix it. I want you to make it. So, I mean, he wants to be misakin it properly. So Memela, so he's serious about it. He doesn't understand this whole mitzvah with the touching and the duck. But listen, it's enough of a scare. He tells him if you touch it, become pebble. He doesn't want to be pebble. So Memela, so we accomplish something. Let's go further. Yeah. On Amar, now we go by the other thing. Neitel heimeno kedei trume, by Shemen. The Zaysim, he takes the Trum, Menicha Bekelov Shalchava, you put it in the Kelov Shalchava, Shabo Amaharif Litoil, Neitel Eshteyim, Ve'ene Choshish. Also the same thing, he takes the Chavis with the thing, Ve'ene Choshish. Ve'lechish Dulma Nogabay. So the Gemara is the same Kasha. So the Gemara now explains the Kasha. Bishlei Mahosom, Islei Hekeyah. Now the Gemara is asking a new kasha, which is telling us what we're also afraid of. That means the Gemara held like this. The Gemara held, you tell the Amoritz, if you touch it, it's going to become pebble. It's a message. He hears that. But you know, I mean, the memory span of Amoritz is not too long. He hears it now, he won't touch it today for sure. Tomorrow he might forget about it. I mean, so we have to make sure that the Amoritz will never forget not to touch it. So bishloime, you put it in a kvisha or an anchusa. We'll see exactly in Rashi and Taisus what this is. So these are very odd kalim. You don't put chal in such a keli. So whenever he'll see the chal in that keli, it's going to hit him. Chal adoy, oh, so remind himself, oh yeah, I'm not supposed to touch it. That means the odd keli that it is in will remind him that the Musa Shmuz, the Chava told him yesterday, and he won't touch it. Fine. But the, by the Zaysim, you put it in Tachavis, the Chava puts it in Tachavis, not a especially odd keli. So by Zaysim, Mishlamos Misli Akeda, by Akvisha and Chuse, he has a hacker. But Ochamai Kedi Isle, it's in the Chobis, so he'll forget about the whole thing, he'll touch it. Zuma says, the monach lay bikli glolim, bikli avonim, bikli adam. No, he doesn't put in Taposha the Keli, he puts also in Tanahat Keli. These are Kelim which are not Mekabal Tume, Akli glolim, Kli avonim, Kli adamim. Kli adome is a kli cheres that was baked in the sun. It's not a normal keli. So memele, it'll also ring a bell, and we can hope and assume that he won't touch it. Ihochi, Selimoro says, so why does the chove have to give in the chove's chove's? Mayiri the chova, afilu damoritz nami. He can put in damoritz. These kelim are not mekabel tumas. He can take them from damoritz. The one says, "Ochi nami koma bekelim shemaoritz urim lishtamish bahen chova." And that's what it means. He put it in such a keli what a chova could use. Don't have to take the chova's keli. Yeah, this is the end of the gemara. Now, when I learned this gemara the first time, I had one problem. It's a very interesting sugya, but I didn't understand how did we get into this sugya. This is very, what were we speaking about till now that this comes in? It's very interesting, what does it have to our sugya? Badach Sechmer, I saw a Chasam Sofer, and then I think it could be this is pshat in the sugya. If we will remember in the beginning of the sugya, it says in the Mishnah that a nisha mashelas isha lechavote achshuda lashviyis nofe vekavore verichayim betana. You're allowed to lend this kelim, and the reason of the heter is mivnei darkei shalom. Darkei shalom. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Taisves esta kashem. Yeah, there's a Mishnah in Shviyas, you're allowed to go and sell kelim, which have a dual purpose. They could be used for Meleches Issa, they could be used for Meleches Heta. You're allowed to sell them in Shviyas, and how are you allowed to sell it? Well, you could use it for Heta also. So Taisvis asked the Kasha, so here we need a Heta of Darkei Shalom, and there, place was held, there's no heta of Darkei Shalom, my mecha, there's no heta of Darkei Shalom. And you, as long as there's a dual purpose and we're not sure that they'll do Issa, you're allowed to sell. So before we'll mention Taisvis Teretz, so let me mention the Ramban's Teretz. Some Sefer brings down a Ramban. The Ramban says that the Emerson, these heterim is the heta of Darkei Shalom. There's a now let's talk about the Heta of Darkei Shalom. So Taisus brings down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, I'm lending the Nofa, maybe they'll use it for money. It's not, there's also, the Yerushalmi says there's a dual purpose for a Nofa also. So the Ramban learns Pshat in the Yerushalmi, there's a dual purpose, it's not a far-fetched purpose, there's a dual purpose. You can use a Nofa for a flower, you can use a Nofa for money, fine, you can use it. So when I'm lending the nafa to the ishus chshuda lashviyis, I can assume who says I'm doing an avera. They're going to use it for money. Fine. The assumption is a nice assumption, but why should you do such a thing? Maybe they'll use it. good, could be minatayre, it's mutter, but how are you allowed to do such a thing? It could be they'll use it for money. But there's another could be, there's two sides to the coin. Could be they'll use it for Yisrael. Why? So, there's another reason. Darkei Sholem. I mean, well, there's a big factor over here. You won't start lending to people. Boom. There'll be machlekes. So, that means, so I rely on this heter of tliye, which is not a glat kosher heter. It's a heter. You can rely. Abba. Why am I doing it? Darkei Sholem. So for Darkei Sholem, you can buy in the heter from tliye. Zokta Rambam. Now what it says, I can sell someone in Shviyas, a keli, that's malachta le'isa, malachta le'eta. There is no Darkei Sholem. Places also, my mecher is no Darkei Sholem. But there is kidei chayel, this panosa. That's my panosa. I sell keli. Kidei chazal also appreciated. He has to make a living. So make a living. So if you're going to go and sell things which are vada yosa, I'm sorry, you can't make a... You can't make a living out of selling dvorim asurim in mimach shel yidin. But if it's not muchach that Issa will be done with this, we could be toile, maybe heta will be done with this. So memele, so we're not permitting you to do Issa. Okay, meiker adin, you could be toile, heta will be done with it. But why should we be matter malonu letzor hazayis? So the Ramban learns there are two factors which are matter tliya. Two factors which are matter tliya. That means tliya is not a glat kosher heter. Tliya is a heter b'shas hadchak, but it's not a glat kosher heter. But if we have to motivate us, Darkei Sholem, we have to motivate us, k'dei chayav, this is panos. So chazal wabat. But we need this combination. That's how the Ramban says Pshat the Mishnah. So that's according to the Ramban, it's Moiridik, how this sugya comes in. That means here we are speaking about, we have a maise of two businessmen. One is a baker by profession, one squeezes out seisim by profession, the Erlich Eden. And these were Togtaglich maises, and a maratzim came to them and told them, they should make the shemen, and they should be mafresh the truma. That was the normal job. Now the shai, so the Gemara says, the einay choishish, the time of my. Good, we told Amoretz, if you touch it, it's gonna become pebble. We made a simon, they should remember. These are tliyas. I can assume that he won't touch it. But am I guaranteed that he won't touch it? No, there's no guarantee he won't touch it. But this is a tliya. They were matter, a heter of tliya. They higher, but this is panosa. So according to the Ramban, it's mamish moiridik, this is one hemshech with asugya. Till now, that's why it comes in over here. This is mamish one inyan. That be they darkei sholem, and we see from the Gemara, the time of my, we just say, oh, Megillah, we warn him and we make some on him in the Caleb. That's good. That's enough to make a clear, but it's not a guarantee. It's not a guarantee. But the Moses, but listen, this Eve needs panasa. So, Mishum Kedei Chayev, they were matter and they were saying on this clear. Now, let us see Rashi. Heyed Rabbi Yosi Bereisi Ein Oisin Chalas Am Ha'oretz Betara Am Ha'oretz She'omar Legabel Chover Havreish Chala Me'isosi Pasei Oiso Betara Lo Yishma Loi. You shouldn't listen to him. Shrei Kvar Nitmo Kol. Always tell me I should make the Chala Betara Shrei Nitmo Kol Ha'iso B'yad Am Ha'oretz. It became Tomei before the Isis Tomei. Va'koyin yismoich ala gabel, and the koyin will rely on the gabel, shu'u chover, he's a chover, v'yisover shachala toira, and this is a pachat, it's not toira. Aval oisin chilus eisa betarom, v'kvisha oi ba'an chuso, and you put the chal in the kvisha in chuso. So Rashi explains what is this. Kelim shel baloi chamosis. Now a chamos is like a jug, Baloi chamos means they were broken. It was a broken chamos. That means it wasn't a complete chamos. So it was a broken one. It's not a kabotum. Ve'ein regilim litim b'misa. You don't put Isa in these kalim. So this is going to remind him whenever he sees it in the scale, he takes both. That this is a reminder, don't you dare touch it. V'tumme ein mekabalim, and it's not mekabalim. This is also a very important factor, because we tell him not to touch the challah, but he's gonna hold it by holding the scaly. Now we have to understand this, ha'ma'oretz midrabonon azazov, he's an avatumme. If we'll put in a keli that's mekabel tumah, so become a rishon l'tumme, and the challah will become a sheni l'tumme, so what did we accomplish? So we gave him a keli that's tumme exempt. It can't be mekabel tumme. It's a broken keli, and also it reminds the one who has the keli that you have to remember something, because we put into a very odd keli. So memela, that's that. Vein echoshes hagavol shem yigam boretz pachalav yitamen ulakamim beforesh time b'bar v'nat choshes. Vein oisim trum zeisim betarom la'achas shofach zeisim. After he was mahapach the zeisim l'sitein l'beis abad, to put them now into the beis abad, that's the place where they squeeze out the zeisim. Hey, mafrishim badodim chaverim trumemem l'asoisim betarom from these zeisim. Fishekvar hukshiru b'maton. The nitmu na'amaton is a klish oisin bem zeisim. Na'amaton is like this. In the oil process, when they made oil, when the zeisim are plucked from the olive tree, they're hard. There's no liquid in them at all. There's no potential oil in them at all. So they take a lot of zeisim and they put them into a tremendous vat. They're packed together, and then by being there for a number of days, so they get heated up there, and they start getting soft, and then the oil starts entering the olive, or the, so then, and the one, the Amoretz, he's mahapach in the zeisim, that means he's mahapach the zeisim to see what the matzav of the zeisim are. Did they become soft? Didn't they become soft? Did the chemin start coming out? He takes care of it. And then afterwards, when it's roi to make shemen out of it, so then he gives it to the Beis Abad. So if he goes over the badot now and he tells them, why need to be mafrish now? So he can do it. Lefi shekval hukshiru b'matan, he already became hukshir l'kabel tumah, v'nitmu v'akayin tzemachalein b'soy b'shem teirem. V'time my shora bonon la kuli betrume ki haikul dikele meches dumo adanoga. That means with all our aitzes and tachbulas, but there's a possibility he might go and touch it. I mean, and we're playing with trumet meyon and chalot meyon. So memela, so the mosa, the bainit panosa, la nofish agre, shishori muad, vikahu oni, pitzachlum zoinis. So that means we have to know where to be machma, where to be mekel. That means over here, it is kidei chayav. V'loi shriach, v'yistaker, ki'im mishona l'shona, v'hochi tzorich mezaynis. He also needs a mezaynis, the bado. Amrina l'ayim olo, im nagata bo v'tit menu, if you'll be metamba odra l'tivra, v'hoi nechosh l'chol tevra shebemisa, Hashi jumps the gun because the Gemara asked him, "Ola ich beslei." The Rishas asked on this Hashi, "Was kuni kamachav and shreba?" So the sakno loy mich beslei, ich beslei bet mir. Bishlei ma'osam gabi chalika keira shein nicha bekelim shein asimu nich bemisi. Put it in a very odd, queer keli. The niska, so who remember al sheyam no olav? Remember the whole shpilachol. Aba mai keira islei delitka mechli glolim. She'ena mekabelin tumah. Number one, the noga bekeli le mekabel tumah. Ubiyisa gufa isle yakeri mishimami kelim sheni rogel ishtamish. But also, no one uses kli glolim to put chal in it. V'amoretz le'achma bono le'kol hayla shavi kizav gomel atami b'masad. Here, Rashi says what we learned yesterday in Tosfos. Even though an amoretz is like a zov, noga be tumas mas and tumas hesed. Of course, or else, Nemson Tosfos brought a rai from Agamora. Else, you give him the keli, so he's meisit the chalas. So we have a problem. So what did we accomplish? So kochoch,
He's not metame tumas masa. Mekel misham ha'orek she mekablam tumarim lishtamish bem chova. Zog toisves. Ein oisen chalus ha'orek betar. So how did Rashi learn shat? Rashi learned shat that this ha'orek approached him and he told him that I would appreciate that you should be mafkish chala betara from my ise. And Rashi Limshat, he can't do it because the whole thing is a joke. Because it's tummy already. Perish bekuntris, of ishekwa nit ma'isa biyad amoros. The koin yismach ala gabu, shulchova, v'yesova shachala toyo. That's how Rashi said pshat. Ule pei rushoi, im yafrish mimokem achal aloise iso, chalose toyo. But according to Rashi, so this first aloche is not the bavke. That means, if I come over to an amoretz comes over to a chova and he tells the Muslim, I made a nisa, and I would like it to be mafresh chala. I know very well but you're also making a chala. You also have a chala of tevel. So take a chalik of your isa, be mafresh chala from your isa and my isa, which can be done. So according to Rashi, then it'll be mutter. That means, so it's not, so that what it says over here, in oisim chalos ama'oretz betaro, is only if I'm using his isa. But if I'm using my isa on his, to make chala on his isa, then it's permissible. According to Rashi, this will be permissible. V'nire de b'chol inyan osa. Rashi says, no, that'll also be osa. And the Marsha brings down, because in Emerson is a big problem on Rashi. I mean, it says, there is a big problem, according to Rashi, in the Loshna Zveishver, in Oisin Chalas Am Ha'oretz Betaro. So from the Loshna, it would seem that he wants to make Chalas Am Ha'oretz Betaro. That's what he was asked for. So Rashi says, well, the whole thing is a joke, it's not betara, because the Loshin, Ein Oisin Chalas Amoretz Betara, would seem that a filly he told me, that they told the Chava, that the Chava should be mafresh from his Ise, it's also not permissible. That's a type Chalas Amoretz Betara. Chala on the Ise is Amoretz Betara, even though it's betara, it's also, not the way Rashi is. So Taisa says, this whole Indian, this whole Asik is coming with a heter of Parnosa. And they were only matter if he gave him, if he's making an Isa for him. So Mamela, for an Isa, to make an Isa, he charges $5 an Isa, and 50 cents for the afroshes chalas, he's making 5.50. No, that's business. But if he just tells them to be mafresh chalas, he just pays them 50 cents for the afroshes chalas. Listen, for pennies, we won't be matter. We're going into tlias over here. That with Taylor, we're hoping you won't touch it, and we're assuming you won't touch it. That the only matter for the gisa, we're giving a yid panosa, so we were permitting tlius, but 50 cents he's gonna give him to be mafresh chala on shuldik. But it's not worthwhile to be samech on tlius for 50 cents. That's what Taisa says. The whole leitura, look at the chayek leitura leicha shenaitol schar mikol isa. If he's making the whole isa, so that's money. Aber mishum schar chala greide mishum alputa leitura dechashin edel manoge. That means if for 50 cents we will not be rely on tlius, and we'll be afraid maybe he touched it. Umenicha bekelov shel chava nirad leinokat kfisha ba'anchuse kfishem shutik leyetz leichazol lezaisen. So it seems Taisvis did not learn like Rashi that kfisha ba'anchuse is a broken chemos. Taisvis seemed to learn it's a pshutik leyetz, which is also not mekabel tumen. So Taisvis said, so in a pshutik leyetz you can't put shemen, you can't put zaisen, they're gonna roll off. So therefore, they're here to speak about a different receptacle, a chodesh. Period. Machziken yedei akum b'shvius. We heard in the Mishnah, let's just see Rashi in the Mishnah, and then we'll go back to our Gemara. Rashi says the way the Havmin of the Gemara was, and then we'll see the Gemara was Chayis. So let us see, and Av Samach Aleph Amad Aleph, let us turn to the Mishnah again. Marzikin Yedei Nochi B'Shviyiz Avolo Yedei Yisrael B'Shoylam B'Shloimam Mibnei Darkei Sholei. Let us see Rashi, said Rashi. Marzikin Yedei Nochim Hashta Mashme Messiah Manish. We help a goy to do Moloch and Shviyiz. B'Shoylam B'Shloimam Kol Ayomim. ואף על פי שמעת לו על אנוכי שם שמיים שהשולם שמי של הקודש בול. So the Mishnah is telling us two gewaldic chidush. Chidush number one is, I'm more than a chidush, that it's Shviyas, I'm not allowed to, how to do work in Shviyas, for Shav Sahoret, is a goy that's working on the goy's field, and he's sweating away, and I come around and he says, Yankel, maybe come help me a little bit. No problem. He goes over and Marzikin. That's the Havmin of the Gemara. Besayim Mamish, I'll help you a little bit. Shayim Shamayim. Taki Shalom. We have to Shalom. So that's the Chiddush of the first Bava. The one won't remain with this, well, Kapon. And the second Bava is, it has nothing to do with Shvi, it's a whole year. You go and you see him, Shalom Aleichem Bill. And Shalom is Shmoiso Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're playing around with the Shemus of the Rabbi Nishlal. Darkei Shalom, we say Shalom Aleichem Bill. That's the two chidushim of the Mishnah. Now let us see the Gemara. Marzikin Yedei Akum B'Shviyiz. Marzikin Po'oma Rav Dimi Bar Shishna Mishmei De Rav Ein Oidrim Im HaAkum B'Shviyiz. There's no such effort to do such a thing. Shem, how are you allowed to be Chayfer and Shviyiz? It's Shviyas, for Shav Sa'aret, and the guy needs your help. Sorry. It's Shabbos this year. Shabbos L'Hashem. I mean, I can't help you. And then it says also, Ve'en Kaiflin Shalim Lo'ibit Kichamnes, another Lach, we'll see later. Lo'itzriche Le'meimre Lo'hu Ach Zuki Ba'alme. No, Ein Machzike Yudei Akum B'Shviyas means to be Machazakim. You see him, we'll see, before we see Tysus, you see him working, he's sweating away. Ah, Bill! Shtef Koyach is able to do a very good job. And that's it. That you're permitted to do. That's Machzikin. Let's just go a little further. That's, when he saw a guy working in Shviyas, Achzuki, Shev Koyach, Avsheshus Omelu Ashrusa, also this is a lotion of Koyach. Let us see Rashi, Oidrin Choyfrin, Vein Koyflin. You don't say two times Shalom. The Hod in Noisim Shalom Loibe Kechobim, Neidake Shalom Ude Shalom. It's a big matter to say in the Kishmoiso, Shalom Shmoch, and the guy. A mishum dake shalom b'chodes in the sag. You don't, if a dake shalom, you don't say, you don't have to give him a double dosage. We're playing with the shemis of the rabbi nishloilam. One shalom is shengenut. You don't say no. The meimre lohu achzuki k'sha'imrim loisei melocha ha'ivrim aleihem. Those who pass by and they see them working. Techzakna yedeicha yishiv koyach yishiv. That's a blessing, and the guy says, thank you, and finish, and dal kishol. Ashchasa avu loshem chizuk kamo yishal nui. We were mechazuk. Now, let us see Tosfos. Ein oidrin im ha'akum b'shviyas. So our Gemara says you're not allowed to plow with a guy. V'hod ha'koma b'peg zaboyer, gabikoyin v'chayrish, yachaloy maloy agistan onim. There's a very interesting story over there in Sanhedrin. There were two Amoraim that were going to be Ma'abar Es Hashonah. And Reish Lakish, they were going to Asya to be Ma'abar Es Hashonah, and Reish Lakish did not know them too well, but two people being Ma'abar Es Hashonah wanted to see what kind of Tamidei Chachomim they were, who they were, so he decided he's going to walk with them. So they're walking together. Then all of a sudden they see Shviyas, And they saw someone, Ayit, that was plowing this field on Shvi'is. So Reish Lakish gave a Gishrei, Koyin v'chayrish. It seems the Kahanim were not Nizer in Shvi'is. So the Kahanim, if they held, they were. They allowed to eat the Kodshim and Tumah. Shvi'is is also Kodesh Lashem, but they're permitted in Kodesh. The Kahanim were choshed on Shvi'is. So he passes by, he sees Ayid over there in Shvi'is, he's being Chayrish in Shvi'is, so Reish Lakish gives a Gishrei, Koyin v'Chayrish. Kanoes, that was Reish Lakish. These two people, it seems they were Einik Lachon de Baditsheba, so they said, Yacholoyim alay agistun ani b'soicha. I mean, how yachrishad Ayid? Maybe he can say agistun ani. Now what's the taich agistun ani? Is like my sheperish bekuntres sochil enochi. That means they told him, what are you screaming? Maybe the karka belongs to a guy, and he's working for the guy, so what's the whole tumul over here? That's what they told. That's how Rashi says in Sanhedrin. The mashma hochidos, agamor otsimitos, agamor says, ein oidrin ima akum bishviyis. Now who is this akum? That's most of the same thing. The Akum has his field, and he's plowing his field, and it says you're not allowed to be either in Akum Mishvi'is. So Rashi's wrong. V'loi mistava lechalek bein chinam lebeschat. Maybe it'll make a difference. That means we'll see that it is a sfora to say maybe it's only the Rabbonin, this whole union. And so if you're doing it for free, an able. If you're doing it for schar, maybe it's mutter, it's business. They were matter. This is the rabbon. Maybe toisus means when mestabel achalik ben chinul lebeschar, because pachin we also have darke shalom. Min man v'shech, if you're being matter the rabbonans for legitimate reasons, so pachinim is also a legitimate reason to be matter because darke shalom. Yeah. Hello, so Kaponim Taisus holds you're not allowed to help a goy. Hello, Mefosh Rabbeinu Tam, Agistin Bekarke Shemekablim in Hamelach Lefroye Kach Vekach Tfuah Bishon. Agistin means there was a certain karke that was given from the Melech, and all the tvuah that grew from that karka had to go to the melech. That was the taxes each year that had to be paid to the melech. So Shvi'is, the melech also didn't know. You have to work on this field and the tvuah that goes out of this field belongs to the melech. So that's a taich agistin. Now, so agistin means I'm working on the karka to pay up taxes. Yeah, the Omar Hosum La Elmine in the Gemara says, Rabbi Yanai Machiz, Rabbi Yanai called out, Poik Viziru Anune Beshvius. He gave a heter, you're allowed to work on these fields that are for taxes. You're allowed to plant on these fields that are for taxes. Now what is Taki the heter? So the heter on these fields, Taisa says, three heter. V'shema sakonish nefoshes ike amlo yiflu mas lemelach. You don't know what to do about a goyish king. You won't pay taxes. It's achmon and it's lot. So it's a shayla pikuach nefesh, so it's goyish shviz. Inami, maybe there's a second mahalach I'll explain. Kesova yeshkinye lenochi ba'oretz lafkiyem yishviz. Zemina toire, there's no problem whatsoever. It belongs to the goyish, so there's no goyish shviz. It's only the rabbonon, and on the rabbonon they were makel for taxes, inami shvius bezman hazeh the rabbonon afilo on yeshkin yilakum or ain kin yilakum afo gavdim rabbonon osa lenochi acher for a different nochi it will be osa gabi melech itira, but for a melech they will not.